nation, this day and age, to read any good news on the newspaper page. And love and tradition of the grand design, some people say, is even harder to find. Well, then there must be some magic clue inside these gentle walls. 'Cause all I see is a tower of dreams, real love bursting out of every scene.
Welcome to the Multimedia Man Podcast, number 34. That's what we do all the time.
The final countdown.
Why is it the final countdown?
I don't know.
What's going on? Are we ending the show?
We're counting down.
What's going on?
I'm crying. I am with Gadi Elkan from SeeLigFilmNews.com and GadiElkan.com.
People know who he is. I have to say where he's from.
No, they don't know who he is. Our one listener doesn't know where he is.
Chris Gordon knows who the fuck I am.
Yeah.
Love you, Chris. Bye.
Adam Conway from the Angelica Film Center.
Hey, what's up?
Susan Kamyov from Irving Community Television in This Chicks Flicks with an X.com.
Yes. Do you live in Irving?
I don't. I actually live in Louisville.
That's weird. Yeah.
Yeah, but I work in Irving.
That's true. And I'm Brian Kluger from BoomstickComics.com and HighDefDigest.com. And we are here on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Adam.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We're having a ball.
Hey, here. Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Mom. If you've been listening to our show over the past 34 weeks, we have done a segment where we have made a tournament-style bracket, the tournament of like the NCAA basketball tournament. But our first one we did was film directors, where who was it that won?
Yeah, who was
it? Was
that
it
one,
Stanley
right?
Kubrick?
It was not Stanley Kubrick. I want to say Stanley Kubrick.
Spielberg, right?
It was Spielberg. Spielberg won.
That's a good choice.
It got down between, I think, Spielberg and John Hughes or something. Yeah, it was.
We still don't talk about certain.
Wait, yeah, who was it between?
Was it John Hughes and Spielberg?
No. Yeah.
No?
Was it?
John Hughes was in the final four.
I saw you post
John
Hughes
between
John Hughes and Stanley Kubrick or whatever. But
these assholes voted Stanley Kubrick out to spite me.
Yeah.
John Hughes is my favorite director.
See, there you go. Bam.
So, it does not matter.
He's won. In our hearts.
In your hearts.
It's amazing. Come on.
So, we did that. Was our first bracket. In this bracket that we're on now, we did the best TV shows from the 90s on up, and we separated them half into the comedy section, one half into the drama section. And we are down to the Elite Eight right now. This is our Elite Eight round. This decides the final four.
Now sing your damn song.
So, you can sing Melt It. All right, so we'll start with comedy. We'll start with comedy.
Comedy.
So
comedy.
The first one up is Saturday Night Live versus The Simpsons.
Oh, so tough.
So we are going to start with Gotti.
Okay. Let's see.
Gottington?
Since it is 90s on up, we have to clarify the SNL. We're talking Sandler, Will Ferrell, like quality.
Mike Myers, Dana Carvey, Adam Sandler, yeah.
I love The Simpsons kind of early, first 7 years. Kind of lost them for a decade.
No way.
And then got back in the last five or so years. And I think they've done some amazing things the last 3 years. What they did with all these, like, looking back at great artists, fellow animators, has been incredible. They're reinventing themselves, which I don't think SNL is. I like certain cast members in SNL, but I've never seen Lorne Michaels. Not that I'm hating on Lorne, but he's never taken the show to the next level since the digital shorts was introduced, which I think was the only damn thing that's keeping this show alive. So, in that sense, I think SNL is dying, and I'd rather see Simpsons move on. So I'm voting for
Simpsons?
The innovation of The Simpsons, who they won't go away for another 30 years because they don't need to.
All right. Simpsons it is. Susan.
I agree. It's tough because I still watch. I actually currently watch more SNL, like I said on my DVR, and Simpsons is just what I catch. I watched, I guess, the first 10 years, maybe every episode 20 times.
Okay.
Yeah.
And love those episodes. But if I catch Simpsons now, it's still just as hilarious to me.
Right? Yeah, it's still good.
It's so good still. The only reason I'm watching SNL is for the guest stars. It's not necessarily the content or their sketches. A lot of those, I agree with you. It's like, it's gone down. There's.
I miss Norm MacDonald. I miss Jack Henry.
There's talent. This hasn't really broken out yet.
It's not fresh.
I look at it as basically like a stepping, like, or I don't know, like an into movies for these actors.
Yeah, but
like Kristen Wiig and.
But from present to 90s, you're talking about Adam Sandler and Mike Myers,
Amy Poehler
through Amy Poehler.
Mm-hmm. Tina Fey.
That's a great chunk of time. However, I think I'd rather live in a world with Simpsons rather than SNL. Well, I mean, that's very difficult to say. But I like Simpsons.
I love both. I do love both. But Simpsons is also, I have to pick Simpsons. So I love the Simpsons.
Two for Simpsons right now. Adam.
It's a so tough decision because, like I said, like Tina Fey came out of SNL. She was the head writer for
There's no doubt. Next to like.
Like Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is like defining comedy now, you know, helping new artists be discovered. Adam Sandler is doing the same thing he's been doing the entire time, but.
He's in South Africa, though. Now.
Yeah. And he's back again with Drew Barrymore. Oh, my God. I did like The Wedding Singer, but that's, like, the last Adam Sandler movie.
Simpsons or SNL?
Simpsons, yeah. First 9 seasons when Conan O'Brien was writing. Awesome. And Simpsons is actually a lot better now.
It is. I caught a couple of years.
Yeah, these last couple seasons are actually, the writing's been a lot sharper. I'll go with Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Well.
3 for Simpsons. I'm 4 for Simpsons. Andrew, who's not with us, picked Simpsons. Gwen picked SNL.
Shocking.
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 Well, does she like The Simpsons, though?
Yeah.
Oh, she does.
But she's our own 50 demographic.
I'm going to say this is what Gwen's going to say. It's because the female presence in SNL was so much stronger.
Can you do it in Gwen's voice?
No, I cannot do it in Gwen's voice. I do not want to do it. Yelled at like a motherfucker, but I think it's that. Even Marge and Lisa are such great role models. I think she loves Tina Fey too much.
Gwen's wrong. She was the only one that did not pick her. So Simpsons moves on.
Yep.
Let's do the other comedy. Seinfeld versus Scrubs.
No question.
Adam.
Seinfeld.
No. Seinfeld.
You're not gonna like
Seinfeld's van. Seinfeld's van.
First of all, I would pick SNL over both these shows if that says anything.
Because you don't watch Seinfeld, it's fine.
I did watch Seinfeld. I never thought it was funny. I'm sorry, I know I'm throwing myself under the bus. I would pick Scrubs.
Scrubs? It's a great show, but.
I like Zach Braff.
I like
Scrubs a lot.
It's the best romance in any show.
We
don't
know towards
dating.
The end, but yeah.
I like it.
I at least laugh from Scrubs, so.
I do too. Yeah. But I like that Seinfeld. So Seinfeld, Scrubs.
Yeah.
You know.
You're Seinfeld. Okay. Gotti Seinfeld.
I don't know, though.
So what is it?
It's Chocolate Bear.
It's tough.
Ooh, are you going Scrubs?
Scrubs is one of the greatest characters.
That girl is poison.
I mean, the musical notes on that show blow away anything Seinfeld's ever attempted musically. But Seinfeld has sports compared, you know, like the great moments with all the Mets guys.
You talking to me?
They have the fucking suit Nazi. Which might be the greatest funny bit I've ever seen.
The bet?
Why don't you want to wear the ribbon?
It can't go against Seinfeld. There's too much shit. Kramer alone is the most dynamic figure.
Jackie, don't look at me. I'm hideous.
The moths?
Think about Seinfeld's last episode. Think about how Seinfeld ended.
It was Kramer. But look at the last season of Scrubs. It didn't. Wasn't that great?
It was better than that final shitty ass episode.
It's true.
That was a terrible episode.
That's
for it.
But we did get a Seinfeld
with Kerr.
Mr. Jerry Seinfeld. Very, very bad.
Oh my god, I'll never forget that.
See, how can you not like the show if there's such memorable
characters? There is memorable. I'm not saying, like, oh, it should never have existed.
So you'd rather live in a world where there's no Seinfeld? Or you'd rather live in a world
it's
with no
It's the urban sombrero.
I really
the
don't
horror.
I don't care. It's whatever.
Okay. So, what are you? You haven't said. Is it Seinfeld?
The heir to the O. Henry candy bar fortune.
Seinfeld? Okay, Seinfeld, Scrubs, Seinfeld. Andrew picked Seinfeld.
Yankees,
Gwen picked Scrubs.
Right.
Oh, shit, so you're the deciding... Oh, you're going to Seinfeld.
Well, and you could make a decide. It could be tied, or you have
to... It'd be tied.
Or just flat out.
We know he's Seinfeld. It's fine.
How do you know this?
I know.
Do you know how much I love Scrubs?
Yes, but I know you love Seinfeld more.
That's true. I do love Seinfeld more. There's...
I've officially been nicknamed Chocolate Bear by numerous people.
White chocolate bear.
chocolate milk bear.
White chocolate bear.
So, Scrubs is so amazing. I love the characters. I love the way it was set up. I love that they broke the fourth wall a bunch. I love, even though it was like a silly comedy, they actually had episodes where I cried at. Seinfeld never made me cry. But
right.
Scrubs did.
Sure.
However, Seinfeld has, it's more of a way of life. Like, I never had a Scrubs moment. I have Seinfeld moments constantly. And it's just, it's like a, I don't say it's a way of life, but it was like, it's just so iconic. Everybody knows Seinfeld. Everybody knows that it was a show that brought pretty much nothing to be funny. Like, your everyday occurrences to bring them hilarious. And then everybody has a Seinfeld moment. Nobody has, like, a Scrubs moment in life. Even though if they have, like, a special friend that they like to call chocolate
bear. I think it's more fitting. The
black and white
Seinfeld
cookie.
Versus Simpsons.
That came down. For all of the ones that we had, I did not think that one.
I picked Simpsons over Friends. There you go. Does that make it better?
Of course.
Simpsons is just like one of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, we'll see if it works.
It is. But yeah, Seinfeld wins. Sorry.
She got the last
everybody.
Sorry, Zach Braff. Sorry.
All right. So we're going to, we'll leave the most difficult one. I think the one that will win this one, for we'll go into drama right now. So it's between Game of Thrones versus Mad Men.
Let's start with the other.
No, we're gonna picks. Go. No, we're gonna go. We're gonna do that one last because that one will be more difficult.
No, I meant their picks.
Okay. Game of Thrones versus Mad Men. I'm gonna say that Mad Men is not getting a fair shake here, just because some of you haven't seen Mad Men.
It does not matter.
But I agree.
It does not.
We know you're picking Mad Men. It's fine.
I already know what I'm picking.
Andrew and Gwen.
We know you're picking Mad Men. It's fine.
Andrew and Gwen pick Game of Thrones. I pick Game of Thrones.
Who's not going
Game
to
of Thrones?
Game of Thrones.
I pick Game of Thrones.
It's Game of Thrones all around.
Is it because you hate Mad Men?
No, it's because Mad Men. Game of Thrones actually appeals to me. The like what I hear, what I see. Mad Men, not one.
Mad Men is
all their awards.
It's so good.
It just does.
But there's so much more to Game of Thrones.
But it's interesting. Why not? Is it because it's male-centric?
No, 60s? I don't mind the male-centric thing.
What are you talking about? It's very female-centric.
John Hamm.
It's male-centric in
guess
the sense of
I
what
haven't,
time you're there.
I don't hear any of the story. Nobody ever tells me, like, oh my god, that storyline in Mad Men, that whatever. Like, people will go on about, like, Game of Thrones and the...
Well, Game of Thrones also has a bigger fan base than Mad Men.
Like, that's what got me
I think Mad Men has, like... I mean, they have a rape scene that I'll never forget.
Oh, really?
With a few rape scenes.
Okay, well, see, I'm talking about
we're all
I think Mad Men has those moments. They're just not... It's such an intelligently written show. It gets lost in all of that. I've got to take in so much. Whereas Game of Thrones, okay, we won't ever forget the Red Wedding because everybody died in that damn scene. Like, it's epic. Whereas Mad Men is much more
spoiler.
Or did they?
Oh, whatever.
Or did they?
Oh, that was last season.
Wait for it.
The book, so.
Yeah.
Wait to this week's episode.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's Game of Thrones.
Joffrey also
sweet
died, too.
So now, so far for the final four, we have Seinfeld, Simpsons, and Game of Thrones. Our last matchup to go on to the final four is a very difficult one. It's between
we'll
Sopranos and Breaking Bad. So... I'm going to start out with Andrew. Andrew picked Breaking Bad instead of Gwen. Gwen picked Breaking Bad. I watched Sopranos as it aired. I watched Breaking Bad as it aired. Sopranos, I've been watching recently, the last 2 months, again, from episode one till present. I'm on season six now. And damn if that's not a fucking good show. It is a fine, well-crafted storytelling.
It is.
But Breaking Bad amped it up and took it to a next level with their storytelling and how more amazing their characters are.
I'll
give you the argument if you want.
But
I pick
Breaking Bad. Well, so you pick Sopranos.
I pick Sopranos.
Okay, so there's three for Breaking Bad, and there's one for Sopranos so far.
I'll start to clarify. Gus is one of the greatest villains ever created.
That's still for me.
I give Breaking Bad that credit. But when you're looking at family dynamics and where the family goes, we certainly don't see the change of the kids. We don't see the change of the relationships built off of these people like we do in Sopranos compared to Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad is all about Walt's story. And even though we do see some growth in those people, it's only his story. Sopranos is everyone's story. I still remember how Big Pussy dies. It's emotional. I remember the trippy scene where, you know, he starts to dream about fish and remembering the death. Like, Sopranos is way more cerebral than Breaking Bad ever was.
I disagree with that.
Well, I think it's also just as much as Jesse's story for Breaking Bad, you know, and basically how Walt sees him as a, you know, a son as well, and he can't...
Where do we get Jesse's... Where is Jesse at the end of this show?
He's free.
He's finally free.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's free. He's not... He's out of it. He got... What
There's
he
no... Full, now, granted, Soprano's closure was even worse.
Like, Walt could just kill Jesse and left it at that.
Breaking Bad's closure was awesome.
Yeah, so... Okay, so the Breaking Bad closure...
But he chose to save him.
I just...
And sacrifice himself.
Like, dynamics of the show, there's so much more going on in Sopranos.
Yeah.
It's the full mafia. It's all of the mafia... Mob people look at that show as more reality than the mob. No meth person looks at Breaking
Bad. That's why it's great.
That's how we do it.
Because they're not watching Breaking Bad.
Well, no shit.
But Walter evolves. That's the thing. He evolves from the beginning to the end. That's why when you think you buy him saying, I'm doing this for you, and then in the last episode, he's like, I did it for me. You know, I liked it.
That's not an evolvement. That's been lying to us the entire time.
I don't know.
It's a difference than him. I mean, what clarity did he have at the end of his life? He's still lost and completely without any hope, which is exactly where he was when we first find him. We never see Walt change other than just getting more evil.
What?
Tony Soprano goes through therapy and actually learns shit about his existence.
Yes, but he...
In his own career. He changes the entire group that he's around.
But he
kills his closest people.
Yeah, but he never changes.
Breaking Bad never kills Jesse. If you want to end Breaking Bad and make Walt's story, he has to get rid of the one character that is the issue, Jesse. Or they did end it right and then Jesse gets away. But only after happenstance. Only because everyone else just fucking died. It's not as great closure as everyone claims to be. I think when you look back on the show, we will remember season 3. We will remember the first season, definitely. And we'll remember moments of the last season, but Sopranos has 8 years of just fucking hitting me in the nuts every time. I don't know if Breaking Bad had a lull in season 2.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did. It is the weakest of the five.
But it picked up right after that, though.
When did Sopranos have a lull?
It definitely in season 5.
Oh,
and part of 4.
How?
It
they introduced Joey Pants in 4. There's no way.
But it got... You said that James Gandolfini, he never changed, even though he went to therapy.
Why should he
was
change?
Still
he learned to not
an
change.
Asshole.
That's the story. He is Tony Soprano. Walt became someone else, and then...
Because he never...
Changed.
Well, I think
it just took him
about who he was.
A lot of time to realize he was Heisenberg.
Yeah.
So why didn't he be Eisenberg
and
kill everyone and leave?
He did. He killed tons of people.
No, he didn't. He sacrificed himself.
Because
this is not what Eisenberg would do.
Yeah.
So you're saying Sopranos.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Susan.
I'd say Breaking Bad because Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston and just the general storyline would... I like more of a focus of like one character or two than a multiple.
Mm-hmm. You're kicking out Terrence Winter. I love Vince Gilligan. It's not fucking Terrence Winter.
All right.
You already know what I'm going to say, so this is a mess.
Well, they already won.
Yeah.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Okay. Breaking Bad wins.
I love Vince Gilligan. No offense. He's not.
Right. So, Simpsons won. That was voted all around besides
Simpsons.
Game of Thrones won.
Game of Thrones crushes Breaking Bad. Y'all.
Game of Thrones
crushes
it. We don't know yet.
Crushes it.
Wait.
And then Breaking Bad, it looks like you're the only one to vote for Sopranos. And Seinfeld versus Scrubs was the one that came down to the wire. But Seinfeld won. So Seinfeld, Breaking Bad, Simpsons.
Where's the wire at?
So that will go on. You can follow along. We have a printable bracket online that you can play along with us. You can find us on Facebook, Stitcher Radio, and iTunes. That is our bracket. Final four. We'll be back next time with our final four and championship game.
Next time?
Yeah, next. Well, not maybe next podcast.
It'll be a couple podcasts. Yeah.
But we'll do both of them at once.
That's rewind.